104.3 The River, the sports voice of Breckenridge County, presents Inside Tiger Nation to provide an in-depth look at events and athletics at Breckenridge County High School. This episode is brought to you by First State Bank, State Farm Insurance, Wright Implement Company, Brandenburg Telecom, Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware, Irvington Gas Company, Taylor Pharmacy, Elite Physical Therapy, and by Joe Bennett Backhoe Plumbing and Rental. Now, let's go Inside Tiger Nation on 104.3 The River.
And welcome to another week of Inside Tiger Nation. Lee Bramble with you. Coming up on today's program, we'll review last night's Fighting Tiger and Lady Tiger basketball games. We'll talk with Fighting Tiger basketball player Lane Tall. We'll have the roundtable discussion to preview the district and region outlook, as well as a review of last weekend's UK-UofL football game. First up, it is Fighting Tiger basketball, and we're joined by Coach Jeff LaGrange, coming off of last night's game against Grayson County. And Jeff, had to like the way the game started. You were able to get out to that 8-point lead early in the second quarter, playing transition. But we talked about it on our broadcast last night. It seemed Grayson County, out of necessity, really had to spread the floor, slow things down. And when they did, that's when the game turned.
Yeah, we talked about it. The free throws killed us in the first half. We got off to a great start. The guys were locked in, executed the game plan. We had what felt like a 7 or 8 point lead there for a long time, and shot it really poorly from the free throw line. So we had chances to extend that above a 10-point lead, and we let them hang around. And then the two things they did really well last night, I don't think they had really planned on that. They went out of necessity, and it worked. They got in foul trouble and went to the 3-2 zone, and we just struggled against it. We should be really good against that high-low, and we just could not get the ball in the middle, and we forced some threes, settled for some threes. I don't think they really wanted to do that. They did that because they were in so much foul trouble. And then offensively, we did a really good job on River Blanton inside post defense as a team. We were really locked in, and they kind of spread us out, and we had trouble guarding once they spread us out. That's something we got to work on, our man-to-man defense, and they did a good job of executing that and getting back in the game.
Hunter Barr had a solid night for you. By our book, I think it was 20 and 7 rebounds. But the thing I like the most about this team is now you've got options, where a year ago you had their injury situations, which maybe limited your rotation, but you're able to go 4 and 5 deep into the bench, and they provide you quality minutes. Of course, we see Jackson Lee for the first time. I think he goes double digits for you. But talk about being able to slot people in and out, maybe something you didn't have the advantage of last year.
Yeah, the depth and the youth last year really, really hurt us and limited what we could do. This year, we talk about it and talk about it after the game last night. I've got 14 guys. We got 14 guys we feel like can help us win. And if it's not your night, you can still be a great teammate and help us from the bench, because last night it was Hunter. We had him with 21 points, 16 rebounds. Shot free throw 75%, which is a big jump from last year for him. He was just a beast last night. But tomorrow night, you know, Thursday night, it may not be his night, but we feel comfortable that somebody else is going to step up. And we talk about if we can get everybody trying to play their best, even if you have an off night, we trust the next guy up is going to be ready and help us win games.
Speaking of tomorrow night, not much time to really lament that Grayson County game, because you face another solid team in Ohio County. I think they lost their season opener to Lyon, if I was looking at the scores correctly. But as we talked before the interview, you're talking about another team that has size like Grayson County and potentially even better shooters than the Cougars.
Yeah, they're a really good team. I think they're probably one of the top teams in the region. Lyon County is one of the top teams in the state, so that's a tough opening game for them to go there on the road and play that first game. But we don't really have an excuse as far as a quick turnaround, because they got the same thing. That's something we talked about last night, too. This year, we don't want any excuses. We just fight through the challenges. So we look at it as a good opportunity and a challenge to go play a really good team and, again, see where we're at measuring stick-wise. The quick turnaround hurts just because the things we need to work on, we're only going to get a quick day to work on them. But like I told him last night, that's one game. It's a long season. It's about getting better each day, each practice, each game, and I think we'll do that.
You flip around to the other side of that, though. You do get a long weekend with no game on Friday night. That gives you maybe a little extra play for a couple of days of practice. And then you go back-to-back next week, a couple of big games on the road at Whitesville and then at Cloverport.
Yeah, it's this time of year where once the games start, we told them, once the games start, it feels like it's every night. Whitesville will be a tough test, really good team, a lot of experienced guys back, and then turn around and play in a district game, you know, again, on the road at Cloverport. So right now we're healthy, and it's all about, like you said, the good news is we got a lot of different pieces that can help. And I still think, like, Wyatt and Jackson haven't played in a couple of years. They're coming off a football season. It's going to take them a little while. It's going to take us a while to kind of figure out rotations and who plays best together and things like that.
One game in is hardly enough time to, I guess, get a feel for trends, but I'll just go ahead and ask this question. One game in, what do you like the most thus far, and what needs the most improvement?
I like how we competed last night, and I thought we stayed together even when things weren't going well. There's a lot of fundamental stuff we've got to clean up, but it's little things and details that we will clean up. I thought they really stayed together when chances last year we may not have, and in the locker room, they hated losing. So I'm pleased with that. Things we got to work on, free throws, again, killed us, and we talk about it, turnovers. We had 13. We only had 13, they had 12, but it seemed like they made us pay off all of them. They had 13 points off of our turnovers, and we only got 6 off of theirs. They hit 8 more free throws. So when you break it down, statistically, we played well, you know, compared to them a lot. It's just the little things. We out-rebounded them, which we talk about. I was really pleased with that. We worked hard on the boards. We out-rebounded them 36-24, and we had 16 offensive rebounds. But shooting 52% from the free throw line is not going to win a lot of games. So we've got to clean that up and limit our turnovers. Like I said, we did a pretty good job, but our turnovers were really costly. At the end, when we made a run, a couple of turnovers that kind of ended the game for us.
Another big game, though, tomorrow night against Ohio County. Best of luck, Jeff.
Thank you, Lee.
That is Breckenridge County Fighting Tiger coach Jeff LaGrange with us on Inside Tiger Nation. Coming up, we'll talk with Lady Tiger coach Chad Mormon about last night's Grayson County game and preview their upcoming games as Inside Tiger Nation continues here on 104.3 The River.
Are you planning to build a new home, add on to your existing homes, or do you just need some maintenance or renovations done? We provide competitive home construction loans with local applications and local decisions made with quick loan approvals and closings. Stop in to see one of our First State Bank loan officers at Irvington or Hardinsburg to see just how quick and easy the process can be. We will work with you every step of the way to provide the financing that you need. First State Bank, we're your friend's bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Online at firststatebankky.com and on Facebook.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the topic rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm Insurance agent Mitch Jackson focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, or life without having to give up college. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm Insurance agent Mitch Jackson in Hardinsburg at 270-580-2222 and put the life back into life insurance.
You're listening to the Fighting Tigers on 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation. We're now joined by Breckenridge County Lady Tiger coach Chad Mormon. The Lady Tigers getting off to a winning start on Tuesday night with the win over Grayson County. Chad, first off, congratulations. And secondly, going into a season, especially when you have to replace so many key players from a year ago, it's the old Forrest Gump box of chocolates. You never quite know what you're going to get next. You may have an idea of something, then it maybe goes a different way. Bottom line, how did last night play out versus what you were expecting?
Yeah, thanks, Lee, for the win. I was very pleased with the way we came out and started. I mean, I think the first quarter was 13-0. You know, Grayson's been battling some illness and a couple players hurt. But needless to say, I've got a really good core group there of really good talent. And, you know, yeah, we lost 4 seniors. It was very critical to our team. But over our last 2 scrimmages, it's always been somebody stepped up and made big plays after big plays. And, you know, and Red had a hard time getting going last night. Kaylee had a hard time getting going. And it was Elizabeth that stepped up. And, you know, calm and collective. And we built off that. And that was very good. Get off to a great start.
Also seeing some other players step up. Mitchum gives you a solid contribution. Rowan coming off the bench. Also, Kylie Carby with a couple of baskets there early. gives you some options there to work with and need a little bit of a deeper bench going forward.
Yeah, I mean, we have team meetings and we talk about our role on this team, you know. And I feel like Kaylee and Red's going to have to score double digits for us to be successful in most games this year. And, you know, Elizabeth's kind of playing that role of, you know, she's such a great distributor of the basketball. She finds the open person. But last night, you know, it kind of showed a different side of her that, you know, not even I have seen a lot of times. She kind of stays inside of her shell in practice and, you know, the way she's able to score. But, yeah, Carby getting to the rim. Josie's got a beautiful jump shot. I mean, it's just – they're just solid. They've played so many games of basketball together, Lee, over the years of travel ball and everything. And it's going to be a fun group.
How does getting out to that early lead, because, again, you were, I think, scored the first 19 before they knocked down a three. It was 7 points at halftime. How important is that also to be able to get those players versus a tough game, to be able to bring in the Radziszewskis, the Hintons, players that maybe you would not normally get in, and we'll talk more about that as we go forward to some games upcoming, even to get like a Reagan Henning added to the team. Talk about being able to get those players into the rotation and get them to contribute.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, for us to be able to go 10, 11 deep there, I mean, you know, I feel like I got a really good, great five core right there. And then the rest, I tell our girls, you know, be ready for your name to be called any time, because they all do great in practice. They all know their role. And I tell them, if you can come in and give me some great solid minutes defensively, not turn the ball over, you're going to play for me. And that's what we seen last night. They moved the ball great. Nobody on our team is selfish. So it's fun.
Big opening day win, but then you step up, I guess, in a grade coming up on Saturday when we head down to the Sports Center to take part in that Independence Bank event to take on a Franklin County team that I already saw maybe did not shoot the ball well against Louisville Eastern, but I think won their game handily. First thing, look at their roster, I guess, that jumps out at me is size.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be – it's probably the biggest team in the state, honestly. Like, I think they start three girls over 6'2". Top 10 team in the state, probably, you know, arguably, you know, made it to semis of state championship last year. Very well coached, got a good tradition. And, you know, it's just an Independence Bank Classic we play in every year. And, you know, it's just it's a draw of the hat, see who we play. And, you know, we're not going to back down from anybody. And I like the challenge of this young group early. You know, I like the fact they get to play on a Sports Center court. And so we're going to accept the challenge and we're going to give it everything we got. Our girls are going to fight, and definitely the size is going to be a challenge for us, but I think we have the ability to spread them out, try to make them come out and guard us a little bit. We scrimmaged them this summer, actually, and which we weren't healthy. We didn't practice that much, and they kind of got the best of us, and our girls kind of remember that. So we're going to feed off that.
That begins a stretch, really, of three games over the course of 4 days. You get Sunday off, not much time to get ready. Then you go on the road back-to-back nights, Whitesville Trinity on Monday night, and then Cloverport on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Whitesville graduated a pretty good class group there of seniors, too. So I know they got the all-girl, little point guard. So it'll be nice to get on the road in a different environment. It'll be a boy-girl doubleheader both games, and just kind of see how this younger group can – nerves really kicked in last night. I had to set Josie down at one point. She said, I'm just nervous. She was shaking. So it's going to take a few games, and it's going to be a good few games right here for our girls to kind of get adjusted to it.
One game in, hard to really draw any trends or anything, but based on what you saw last night, and I'll make this the exit question, two-parter, most pleased with and biggest concern coming into the weekend?
Yeah, I was most pleased defensively. I thought you know, Grayson struggled to score there, but I mean, we got to give our girls credit defensively. We've been preaching, you know, playing defense without fouling. You know, last year we played more zone. This year, you know, we've been mixing up a little man to man. This team hates to play zone. It kind of showed last night when we went and played zone. So they just kind of like to guard a girl and don't foul and contain it. So I was very pleased, especially the way we played defensively. And, you know, biggest concern moving forward, you know, I got to get Red and Kaylee more touches early and get off to a great start. Elizabeth's got to continue to play well. And, you know, after that, whoever's going to step up.
Good win to start the season last night. Congratulations on that again, and best of luck coming up this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
That is Breckenridge County Lady Tiger Coach Chad Moorman with us. Coming up, we will talk with Fighting Tiger basketball player Lane Tall as Inside Tiger Nation continues here on 104.3 The River.
November means a harvest of savings right now at your local John Deere store. Right implement. One series tractor starting at only $119 a month. Three series tractors start at $240 a month, and that includes a loader. And five series tractors start at $373 a month. Ask about our November specials on mower decks, loaders, and other attachments. And check this out. Commercial-grade Z920M zero turn with 60-inch mower deck, only $130 a month. Right implement. Online at rightimp.com. Offer ends 12/30/22. Some restrictions apply. See us for details.
Get an internet upgrade today from Brandenburg Telecom. Brandenburg provides a fast and reliable connection, which is essential for staying in touch with family, school, and work. Call Brandenburg Telecom at 270-580-4466 or go online to bbtelconnect.com and find out how affordable their internet packages can be. Brandenburg also offers free Wi-Fi hotspots outside their offices. For an updated list of hotspot locations, visit www.bbtel.com.
Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware is your local source for construction, home improvement, and appliances. Our wide selection of GE appliances and Milwaukee power tools, along with our full-service lumber yard, can help make your next project a success. From new construction to a DIY weekend, we have the tools to bring your dreams to life. Come see us at Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware on Highway 60 in Hardinsburg.
The sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation, talking with Breckenridge County Fighting Tiger basketball player Lane Tall. Lane, talk a little bit about one game is already in the books. We've got the Grayson County game coming up, but looking forward to a great season this year for the Tigers.
We're going to come out with a bunch of energy and intensity. Of course, it's home. Hope we get a lot of fans out to support us, and I hope we play good.
Talk about your role. How do you see yourself contributing to the Tigers this season?
My role specifically, I really want to focus on my defense this year and my spot-up shooting to help the team get more buckets.
Talk a little bit about, you have the veteran players coming back yourself, Mercer, Jonah, among others, Colton. But talk about what having Wyatt Burnett and Jackson Lee will mean to this team.
Jackson Lee and Wyatt will really help us out on the boards and the defensive end, with big bodies in there to control the paint and help us out a lot.
All right. Just your expectations or thoughts for the season. We've got one underway against Grayson County and head into a big game tomorrow night against Ohio County.
For this season, I think we'll be really good with four seniors coming back and the two big bodies, Bright and Jackson. I think we'll be good.
All right. Thanks for the time there, Lane.
Thank you.
That is Lane Tall from the Breckenridge County Fighting Tiger basketball team. Inside Tiger Nation continues here on 104.3 The River.
You've always counted on First State Bank to have all the best account options for your needs. But did you know we also offer credit cards? Hi, I'm Jacqueline Anthony, and at First State Bank, we offer an easy, no-hassle credit card. We can even take your payments at any of our three branch locations in Irvington, Hardinsburg, and Rough River. With no annual fee, our MasterCard is sure to fit your needs. Stop in today to see one of our helpful employees and get your application started today. First State Bank, where your friends bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you need home medical equipment, rely on Taylor Pharmacy. They deliver home medical equipment such as oxygen, lip chairs, hospital beds, and CPAP machines to Breckenridge and surrounding counties. They have everything a patient needs for recuperating at home. Taylor Pharmacy does so much more than fill prescriptions. They carry a full line of diabetic chews, have a gift department, and of course make delicious tailor-made fudge in a variety of flavors that include sugar-free. Stop by Taylor Pharmacy in Hardinsburg and see why your family and the Taylor Pharmacy family make a good team.
Cheer, cheer for BCHS. Wake up, the echoes cheering your best. Send our loyal cheers on high. Shake down the thunder from the sky. Though the odds be great or small, BCHS will win overall. As our loyal sons are marching onward to victory. Rah, rah, BC!
Jobit Tobacco Plumbing and Rental, proud supporter of the Breckenridge County Fighting Tigers.
Tigers on three! Tigers on three! One, two, three, Tigers!
Your home for the Fighting Tigers is 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation as we have the roundtable segment joined by Jonathan Bennett, Patrick Critchlow, and Mike Harned. Gentlemen, the high school basketball season is underway. The Fighting Tigers and Lady Tigers opened last night against region rival Grayson County. It gives us an opportunity to maybe handicap a little bit the both district and region. First, the district race on the boys' side. Breckenridge County, of course, returning a lot of their key players from a year ago. That's the good news. The bad news is Hancock County returns practically their big three as well. And I've always said this before, Jonathan, with Meade County, I mentioned this with Coach LaGrange in their season opener, Meade County can struggle with everybody else in the third region, but you throw in the words 11th district matchup and the Green Waves, no matter their talent, seems to find another gear.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be the same this year. Meade County is very well coached. They're going to have lots of players. I don't know they'll have any superstars this year. But they're just going to have a solid team with lots of bench depth, kind of similar to us. I mean, you look at our roster and you look at 6'8" Hunter Barr across there, and Mercer Rogers probably as our best scorer. But we can run 9, 10, 11 kids out there and not miss a beat. Just lots of depth on those two sides. Hancock County will probably on paper have the best team coming into it, but they don't have any depth. I think last year they played about six players. I think it'll be about the same this year. So, you know, you don't want to think about injuries, but, you know, they're just an injury or two away from being in really bad shape there depth-wise. But it'll be an interesting year, and honestly, I could see out of those three, I could see any type of scenario to where, I mean, I could see a three-way tie going in the district tournament for the one seed and having to flip a coin to see who's the one. And and then that 2-3 game come tournament time is going to be a very, very intense and exciting game to get to determine who gets to go to the regional tournament.
Turning to the girls' district picture, it's pretty much going to be the same as the region when we get to them in just a minute. Both Breckenridge County and Hancock County again having to chase the Lady Waves.
Yeah, and Meade County, they, you know, coming off a state tournament run, and which we had a great season last year, losing, making it all the way to regional runners-up championship game. And Meade has a lot of the girls back. They'll be tough to beat. And Hancock County, they have one or two nice little scoring guards, so they'll be solid. And they gave us some problems the second time we played them. You know, with Coach Mormon's bunch, we're young. We have Kaylee Huffines back, which will be helpful inside, and Caroline Lucas will probably lead the way, those two. But with our bunch, we have a lot of quick guards that I know will play hard. And the same as Mr. Bennett said about the boys, we could probably play 9-10 girls if we need to and get after it, and they'll play hard. And this is a fun time of year, being early in the season. I enjoy this, look forward to it. And we could sit and talk about rankings and whatnot, but we'll be saying totally different things come January and February after everybody scouted each other, after we've played Meade County twice, Hancock County twice. And I'm really excited about both teams. And just to brag on the boys, what I've seen so far is we have some size, we have some depth, and I know Coach LaGrange is trying a few things, a little 1-3-1 half court, and just trying to mix things in. You know, what do we do well? We got some length, we're quick, and I think by the end of the year, by the end of January, early February, both of our teams will be very competitive and have a chance to win the district. And both districts is at Cobleport this year for both boys and girls basketball.
In terms of the region, Mike Harner, we talked a little bit about this back at Maroon Madness the other night. In terms of the region, once you get through that, the district, which is going to be formidable, on the boys' side, again, that road, as it always seems to do over the years, will at some point have to go through Owensboro.
Absolutely, and you know, the district there with Owensboro is always tough. You know, generally speaking, year after year, there's a really good team that comes that doesn't even get to play in the regional tournament out of that district because they always have at least three, and sometimes all four teams are very very good. So you know, but it's open to anybody and everybody. You know, somebody gets hot. We've seen Meade County win the region one year with a losing record. I think they only had like six or seven wins in regular season, win the region and go to the state. So you know, crazy things can happen. But you know, sitting here the first week of the season, you would have to say that the Owensboro district has a hands-on favorite to win the region.
And to add to that, Jai Webb, that played at Owensboro Catholic last season, has transferred and is enrolled at Owensboro High School. He hasn't been cleared by KHSAA yet, but you're talking a 6'5 athlete that averaged 14-7 last year to an already good Owensboro High School team that definitely puts them on paper as one of the leading, as the favorites to win the third region. Ohio County has a lot of kids, similar to Ohio, or Hancock County. They have a lot of kids back from the COVID year that repeated that fifth season. So Ohio County has some size. They'll be solid. Catholic, Hancock, I mentioned them so, as far as the boys' side of it.
As far as the girls' side, and it's, as we talked about a moment ago, pretty much the road through the region for anybody is going to, again, have to go through the defending region champion, Meade County. From there, you're looking at, I believe, the Owensboro schools, Apollo and Catholic will factor into it. Lady Tigers, if they can get players to step up quickly, could also make some noise here in the region.
Yeah, Meade County, is as bad as I hate to say it, they're going to have a one of the best teams they've ever had, honestly, I think, this year. I think they'll be better this year than they were last year, just with all that experience, just, you know, coming back on a state tournament run there. And I think the region's going to be down a little bit talent-wise on the girls' side. So I think that'll help them out too. But, I think it's between them and Catholic. And then I think your Brett Counties of the world. I think your Hancock Counties, Apollo, Davis County's got some nice players. I think it kind of drops off after those top two. But you just never know. It's still obviously early, and it's exciting. There's good players everywhere, but Meade County, I think, has got the best around, Peyton Bradley, and before it's all said and done, she could be the most decorated player in Meade County girls basketball history as far as points scored and championships and stuff like that. So, and she's a Division I caliber player too. She's one of the best shooters that I've ever seen. And if she has,
it, I want to come back to you for just a second in terms of the, you had mentioned before we started our interview about some scheduling for the basketball games. Of course, we've got one home game down already with the Grayson County game last night. There were some schedule changes you wanted to talk about.
Yes, and you know, as far as looking to next week on Monday, December 5th, both boys and girls will be at Whitesville Trinity, going against two good teams with both the Whitesville boys and girls. We start off with district play on the Tuesday, the 6th, Colport at Colport, another boy-girl doubleheader, and then on Friday night on the 9th, another boy-girl doubleheader with Meade County. So, you know, 2 weeks into it, and we already have two district games, two district opponents, which are test us early, see where we're at, and we only have three home games this before Christmas break. So if the community wants to come out, watch our boys and girls play, need to come out soon. And over the holidays, just looking ahead just a bit, where both teams are at Ohio County Christmas Tournament, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and then we have a lot of home games in the month of January. So,
and of course, you'll catch all the action on 104.3 The River for both boys and girls this season. Coming up, we will turn to college, as we've got a lot to talk about with both football and basketball. That's as Inside Tiger Nation continues in just a moment here on 104.3 The River. For nearly 80 years, Irvington Gas Company has served this area with efficient and dependable LP and propane gas. They also provide great products such as the Rely Tankless Water Heater, the Holland Grill, the Big Green Egg, and so much more. Stop by their office on First Street in Irvington or give them a call at 270-547-2455. You can also find them online at IrvingtonGas.com. Locally owned for three generations, Irvington Gas Company, not just gas, gas service.
You don't need to suffer a sports-related injury to benefit from physical therapy. For anyone in pain, rotator cuff repair, lumbar traction, treatment for neck or low back pain, or any number of treatments, Elite Physical Therapy and Fitness can get you back on the right track. The physical therapists at Elite Physical Therapy and Fitness can provide innovative treatment with dry needling and kinesis tapping. Call today, 270-756-5007. At Elite Physical Therapy, there's still hope when there's pain.
The Breckenridge County Fighting Tigers are on 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to Inside Tiger Nation on this Wednesday afternoon. Before we wrap up the roundtable segment, a couple of more items for you. Talk about upcoming broadcasts in the next few days. Fighting Tiger basketball is on the road at Ohio County. Coverage begins around 6:45 tomorrow night. Then the Lady Tigers travel to Owensboro to take on Franklin County as part of the Independence Bank Classic at the Sports Center. Broadcast time around 1:15 on Saturday afternoon. Then the Lady Tigers and Fighting Tigers play back-to-back doubleheaders Monday and Tuesday of next week. The first at Whitesville Trinity on Monday. Coverage begins around 5:45. Then the two teams head to the Cloverport Sports Center for a doubleheader on Tuesday. Our coverage begins there at around 5:15. One other note, a Breckenridge County middle school student who is also members of the Breckenridge County High School dance team has been invited to perform at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando at New Year's. Lady Tiger dance team member Keely Fraley, an eighth grader at the middle school, is also a member of the Lady Tiger dance team, and the All-American dance team will represent Varsity Spirit as part of the parade that will take place at the Universal Orlando Resort at around New Year's. So congratulations to Keely on that honor. The roundtable continues in just a moment here on 104.3 The River.
This is Macy Thompson, and I'm a senior at Breckenridge County High School and the vice president for Tiger One Bank, sponsored by First State Bank. Tiger One is conveniently located in the commons of BCHS and is open every Tuesday through Friday during student lunch sessions. We would love to assist you with opening a new checking account with First State Bank. Just stop by and see us during lunch, and we will gladly assist you.
First State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let me ask you a question. What do you see when you look at your car? Do you just see taillights or your dog's tail wagging when you first brought him home? Mitch understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm Agent Mitch Jackson, Whitney Junker, or Lindsay Dyer in Hardinsburg for your home and auto insurance today at 270-580-2222. Use some of your free time at home to call to see if they can get you to a better state. State Farm.
The Tigers play here, 104.3 The River.
Welcome back to more of the Roundtable segment here on Inside Tiger Nation, joined again by Jonathan Bennett, Patrick Critchlow, and Mike Harned. We'll start with college football as the Kentucky Wildcats ended their skid against the Louisville Cardinals. Good time to do it as the Cats defense showed up, got a win to snap the Cards winning streak.
Yeah, I heard somebody say if Kentucky endures a losing streak, the best way to break it is play Louisville. They've had some success over the last few years. And of course, that was said with tongue in cheek. But, I think, what is that now, four in a row that the Cats have beat the Cards? And yep. So a good stretch there for Kentucky. But Louisville's really rallied here late in the season. I want to say they won maybe four out of their last six. So they really got it turned. It's been just a month or so. We were sitting here, Lee, talking about whether Satterfield's job was on the hot seat, and I think he's secure now. He'll get another season, but now you look towards the bowl. Kentucky and Louisville both are bowl eligible, and will certainly both be playing in the bowl, and it's just a matter of whether they have their super seniors or not, as a lot of players are talking about not playing, and I hate that. I always enjoy the bowl season, but it seems like that's coming pretty commonplace for the superstars that know they've got an NFL future not to play in the bowl games, and that's kind of a decision they have to make on their own. You don't want to take a chance on getting hurt before the combines.
But to some level, and I think this is one of the benefits I think of always making a bowl and why I think it's so important, it does give players reps. And again, especially you're looking at that time, even in the first couple of weeks, say now, and maybe for the first couple of weeks, you're giving the second string people those lead reps, and maybe that helps them out. And I still think that makes a big difference for teams. And again, right now, Mark Stoops is going to have to start looking at those second and third string guys as the future probably will be coming up at the end of the year.
Yeah, and teams like Texas A&M and those type schools, I think, finished with five wins. They're non-bowl eligible, and so they basically hung up the pads and the cleats for a while, whereas all the teams that are bowl eligible are continuing to practice and getting those young guys reps like you mentioned. So, it is certainly valuable practice time and continue playing. But for the spectator, you always want the best players on the field, and unfortunately that doesn't always happen when it comes to bowl season unless you're in the championship series.
The question now, I guess, for Kentucky is which bowl? Everything I'm hearing right now is leaning Music City Bowl, which does create an issue because that would be the same day that UK and UofL play in basketball.
Yeah, and you can kind of look at that two different ways. You can, as a Kentucky fan, you can think, well, those games are going at the same time. I wish they were spread out a little bit more. But also, you can with the way technology is nowadays, you can set up a couple different TVs or a TV and a phone and watch them at the same time, and it'd be an interesting concept, something I don't think I've ever been able to do. So it's interesting, but I think Kentucky football at this point, if Levis doesn't play, if Rodriguez doesn't play, which they're probably not going to, it's one of those things you're kind of playing with house money anyway, and the expectations aren't going to really be too high to get a win. It's not to say that they won't, but obviously with your two best players out, it's going to be very difficult. But it'd be interesting. But I think with, to kind of speak to that point, I think with Levis and Rodriguez sitting out, Kentucky has been lucky the past few years of playing some teams with that type of scenario. I think that kind of speaks to the talent that Stoops has brought in. You know, you've got a projected first-round quarterback. I mean, some people think he literally may be the number one pick in the entire draft. And then you got Rodriguez, who's probably going to get drafted. I mean, if those guys are sitting out, that means they're really, really good players. They've got really bright futures, so that's good. But, you know, obviously you'd like to win a few more games and get into a little bit higher level bowl, and then maybe they don't sit out. But, you know, it kind of is what it is. But, yeah, if the Music City happens and UK, U of L basketball and the Music City Bowl goes on at the same time, I'm game. Let's do it. Let's play.
The other thoughts might be potentially it would be the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, although some people think that would be a stretch if they get into that game. Potentially dropping to the downside would be the Liberty Bowl in Memphis, although I'm keep hearing conversation here that might be a potential game for Missouri to play in because that would be potentially closer to Columbia. Speaking of basketball, Mike, I guess Coach Calipari told us at the start of the year not to put too much into the early season and enjoy the learning process. Maybe he knew something we didn't, as the Wildcats have won the games they're supposed to win. The Michigan State game, Michigan State's maybe playing a little better than we thought they did, and they knew it was going to be a rough night out in Spokane when they took on Gonzaga.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Calipari didn't say, though, that to give himself a little bit of a buffer there. You always don't want to set your expectations too high and then not meet them, whereas, he says we may lose some games early. Then if we do lose those games, then nobody's too worried about it. But, it's been an interesting first couple of weeks for sure. North Carolina has already dropped a couple. Michigan State, as good as they looked against us, they've dropped a couple. Gonzaga's lost games. So, you know, there's not any team that has really, just stepped up and shown that they're going to be the dominant team. And I think maybe it was Mr. Bennett on one of these previous shows said that kind of looks like what college basketball is going to be this year, is it's going to be very competitive, a lot of good teams, but no dominant teams.
To that end, I believe Kansas has also taken a loss to no less than Tennessee on the season. Jonathan, we talk about Louisville. I don't think anyone expected what we're seeing right now. Yes, they knew it was going to be a growing process under Kenny Payne. They knew they were going to take their lumps to some tough opponents, even early in the season, even mid-range opponents. But I don't think anyone, pending what happens in the Maryland game on Tuesday night, expected Ofer to start the season.
No, I don't think so either. I think Louisville fans, and my wife being one of them, and she and I actually bought a couple of season tickets to Louisville games this year at an auction here in the county. We're looking to get rid of those. But in all seriousness, I don't even think Louisville fans realized how bad of a team they had. And I think they thought bringing in Kenny Payne, bringing in Danny Manning as assistant coach, Nolan Smith came from Duke. I mean, the expectations were, well, those guys will kind of work their magic and do some things. But at the end of the day, if you don't have good players, it doesn't matter what kind of coaching you have, doesn't matter what kind of system you have. It is what it is. They just don't. The Ellis kid, the point guard, is a fine player, but they just don't have. Good high level Division I basketball players this year. Will Kenny Payne get them at Louisville? Yeah, he'll get them there. It may take a few years, or it may take some transfers to come in. But it is what it is. They just don't have the players right now. But they'll figure it out. They've got the resources, and Payne has always been a good recruiter. So I don't think that's going to stop. But it's to say that they've gotten off to a bad start is a big understatement, and it's not getting any easier. You know, we've talked about there's not any great teams,
but it does look like there's going to be some decent teams in the ACC, which is what they're going to have to get into here before too long. They obviously play Kentucky, and the schedule's not easy. But kind of to the point about Kentucky earlier, Kentucky, Duke, and North Carolina, all three have lost two games before December. So it's going to be one of those weird years, and I wouldn't be surprised again to see a 15 seed beat another 2 seed like happened last year. Hopefully it's not the Kentucky Wildcats. Hopefully it's somebody else, but it's just going to be a weird year, and it may be a year where a mid-major goes all the way and wins the whole thing, or you just never know. But, yeah, it's exciting. Makes for exciting basketball, especially when the Bellarmines of the world are competing and beating the Louisvilles of the world. But, yeah, weird year, especially for Louisville.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. That will take care of today's program. If you missed any portion of the show, head over to the podcast section of WXBC1043.com and listen at your convenience. Until next Wednesday afternoon at 5, this has been Inside Tiger Nation on the Sports Voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River, WXBC.
Inside Tiger Nation has been brought to you by First State Bank, State Farm Insurance, Wright Implement Company, Brandenburg Telecom, Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware, Irvington Gas Company, Taylor Pharmacy, Elite Physical Therapy, and by Joe Bennett Backhoe Plumbing and Rental. This has been a presentation of WXBC, the sports voice of Breckenridge County on 104.3 The River.